Good morning, everyone. Today is August 25th, 9 a.m. You're at the Board of Supervisors. If everyone could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and then remain standing for our invocation by Cindy Marks from Pray Modesto.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. It's an honor to stand here before you. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for each supervisor that's here. I just pray you great blessing upon them, great wisdom and knowledge for all the decisions and discussions that they have out in public and in private. I pray you'll bless their families and continue to bless our community because of their great leadership. Thank you, Lord, for all that they do in our community as a representative of our county. Pray you bless our cities. And I just thank you that you're going to send more rain our way soon. We thank you for sending rain. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. We will start off with public comment, and I have one card from Carmen Sabatino. Carmen, how are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you. Right now in the courthouse in Court 8, there's one empty seat, and I'm not there. But this is the pass I picked up this morning. And I'm not there because I pretty much know it's going to be a repeat of what went on last Tuesday at the arraignment for Frank Carson and the other four prisoners. At that meeting, at that arraignment, there were 22 guns in that room, eight bailiffs, I think. The DA investigators were brought in, sat in the front row, and family members were not there, and I guess that's why they got this card system. And then they trotted in five innocent people: Frank Carson, his wife Georgia, the two Athwal brothers, and the California Highway Patrolman. And they brought them across the room in red and white striped prison uniforms, call it that, and shackled, and sat them in the jury box. It wasn't a security problem. It was a problem, it was an attempt, it was to humiliate them. And that's going on again right now. Now, I've appeared before you before, and I've told you about the corruption that exists right now in the district attorney's office and the sheriff's department. The DA investigators, two in particular, Steve Jacobson and Kirk Bunch. Incidentally, let me pause here for Steve Jacobson. Jack, you know that Jacobson and this county is being sued by Frank Carson. That hearing was delayed until they could arrest him. There's another contempt of court against District Attorney Dave Harris, Chief Deputy District Attorney Dave Harris, who humiliated himself in the A.J. bail bonds case, where it was a 12-0 verdict. Carson was the winning attorney, okay? That case is also postponed. Now, I just can't believe what I'm hearing from people from outside Stanislaus County. What are you guys doing in Stanislaus? These are lawyers, these are people. These aren't the locals. What are you doing in Stanislaus County? There is nothing at all to what Bunch and the DA investigators have accumulated, but they're having a good time. They're having a good time. Investigators were sent to Hawaii to interview the sister of the California Highway Patrolman. Stayed there a week. So I asked her, what did he do? And he says, well, he told Bunch to go fuck himself. My goodness, that's obstruction of justice. That is disrespect from Kirk Bunch, who shouldn't have a badge and who shouldn't have a gun. They also flew to Australia to interview witnesses there. They went back to New York to interview the daughter of Georgia DeFilippo. This Corey Kaufman case is very, very serious. This is a man that had to be brought to justice. And you know what? They're hiding him out somewhere. Well, he's dead. I'm talking about Woody. They've actually moved the witness, Woody, in this case, for his own protection. I'm sorry, but you all remind me of Pontius Pilate. You're going to sit there and you're going to wash your hands of what's going on right now. And I'm going to tell you now that as mayor, and I will be mayor, I will change some things. At the very least, this county is now damaged because of this trial. Because now you've got NBC, CBS, you've got all of these national stations coming in. Dateline will be doing a thing. So if that's what it's going to take to correct what's going on, I'm sorry, but it's bad for business. It's bad for this county. And when this is over, it's going to come out. I will predict to you right now, Frank Carson will be out of jail, and he will try those two cases. I don't know what it is you can do, but you certainly can. One of you has to say something. If not, that's what it is. Wash your hands of it all. Thank you.
Okay, do we have anyone else? It's the only card that I have. Do we have anyone else who would like to? If not, we will move on. Okay. We will move on to our consent calendar, and I believe we have one item to be pulled from consent calendar, item A2B.
2B.
A2B, yes. Any other items to be pulled from consent?
So moved.
Do we have a motion for consent?
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item 2B.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I pulled this item. I just wanted to bring some attention to this, that we would, assuming this would pass, we'll be giving a proclamation proclaiming October Italian Heritage Month. So we have 40% of the board here. So we got that. Although I would say we do make this available for any group. We've done several in the past. This is just a resolution to recognize contributions that Italians have made to the United States. Both my grandparents immigrated here, actually for the Italian part of Switzerland, really, where they're from. And this resolution, assuming that it passes today, will be presented to the Sons of Italy organization, who will be coming to the board on September 29th. They do every year, the proclamation. So I just wanted to make those comments before we voted on it.
Very good. Thank you, Jimmy. Any further comments from any other Italians on the board?
No, but I would love to second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion.
Okay, well, I'll make the motion then.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. We look forward to the presentation. Okay, we will move on to item B7. Update on the temporary water assistance program. Dale, how are you?
Good morning.
Very good chicken, by the way, over the weekend.
Thank you. It was great to have you at the parade.
Yeah, thank you. You guys do a great job in Salida.
Thank you. Well, Chairman Withrow, members of the board, CEO and County Council, I'm here for a couple of items that are related to the temporary water assistance program. The first one is approval to continue the countywide declaration of a local emergency due to a multi-year drought. Back on in July, you adopted a proclamation, a local proclamation under Government Code 8630, which gives the board the opportunity to declare a local emergency, of which you did. According to the Government Code, every 30 days we bring this back to you, and we are here at this point in time, at this juncture. The next time would be, again, on September 22nd, and each time you get the opportunity to review and consider whether we need to extend it for an additional 30 days. Also, I'm here to report or provide you an update on the temporary water assistance program. Today, to date, we have 65 dry wells reported to us. We know that that's not all of the dry wells that are out there, but that's how many has been reported to us. Something that is available is this temporary water assistance program. We have 33 applications that we have received. 8 site assessments have been completed by Self Help Enterprise. It's a nonprofit organization that we are partnering with. 3 installs are scheduled for this week. I'm grateful to tell you that at 10 o'clock this morning will be the first one. I do believe that media is intended to, we've been contacted. They intend to be out there to take some pictures, so it's likely there'll be some publicity on that first install as of today. The other 2 will be completed this week by an installer. There are 5 other installs that are waiting to be scheduled, again, between Self-Help Enterprises and the property owner. There's a little bit of paperwork that needs to be completed. It's been very streamlined, very short, but pending that paperwork completion, 5 additional installs will be scheduled. So, again, 8 site assessments have been done. Those 8 installs are being worked on. We have already delivered to 5 sites that already had a tank and a pump set up. Those deliveries were made last week and the beginning of this week, so 5 people are already receiving water through this program. There are additional 12 site assessments scheduled this week also. So Self-Help brought on, the beginning of last week, brought on some additional help because they're also serving 6 other counties, and they brought on some additional help, and this has helped tremendously. So we appreciate them and the partnership. I want to remind everyone that might be watching or listening that we've established a hotline. The number is area code 209-552-3880. You can call. It gives you a couple of options and some directions on where you can find a temporary water assistance application, which is located on stancounty.com. And we intend to have a Spanish version of that application ready to roll out and online by the end of this week. So I'm pleased to report that we actually have water flowing. And so before you, again, is the approval to continue the countywide declaration of a local emergency due to a multi-year drought. With that, I'll turn it back. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Dale. Any comments? Supervisor O'Brien.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to take an opportunity to thank Chief Skiles, his entire team under direction of Keith Boggs. Just want to thank everybody who worked on bringing this water to our residents who are out of water. It was a very quick turnaround in government time, and I just want to thank you and your entire team.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah. Supervisor Chiesa.
A question. We keep asking people to report, and the 65 dry wells have actually been reported to OES. Is that how we've gotten the number to 65?
Yes, that is correct.
So are we checking applications for domestic well replacements, and is that another one of the methods?
Yes. So every application that we receive for the TWA program, the Temporary Water Assistance Program, comes in, we match that up with whether they're on the list for a well to be drilled or for service of some sort. And they need to be on there to be eligible to receive water.
Yeah. There's a difficulty here because we need – you know, we want to make sure we don't double count, and conversely, we need to know what the actual numbers are, because again, when we make decisions, we're data driven people, and we like to be data driven anyways. So we still have to continue, and that's probably part of our fault, to get the word out to folks to identify where their wells are, when they went dry, so on and so forth.
And if there's additional data that we can provide for you, because we are, I just gave you a quick snapshot this morning, but if there's additional data that you would like, let us know and we'll certainly pull it.
Yeah. Well, I think at that Denier meeting, some of the folks said that they, you know, they tapped into their neighbor.
Yes.
So they haven't reported.
That's correct.
And I think it's very important that they do that. So.
And I think, Dale, we've also got a list. We've worked with the well drillers. I think we've got a list that we've coordinated. We're meshing together this list.
Yes.
From all kinds of sources here to it gives us a lot bigger numbers probably than this, but yeah.
Right. And again, this is a temporary water assistance program, and so if somebody is not on the well drillers list, that's of concern because it's only a temporary program, and we want to get a long-term solution for them.
Right. Great. Well, good. Well, thank you. Great job to you. Great job to Keith. Thank you, Supervisor O'Brien, for kind of getting this thing going. We appreciate that, and this is good stuff. We're doing what we can as we get through this, so thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Dale? Do we need to make a motion to accept the report? Okay, so we need a motion to accept the report.
Motion to accept the report and extend the emergency.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 5-0. Thank you, Dale, very much. Okay, that is it. Moving on to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the 2015 Crow's Landing Naval Base Easement Annual Reserve Monitoring Report from the West Stanislaus Resource Conservation District.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office and Environmental Resources.
This board has received a letter from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for proposed regulations regarding the take, possession, or destruction of bird nests or eggs.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Board of Supervisor reports. Any reports? Supervisor?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to mention that the last Thursday, the Westside Healthcare Task Force did have its seventh annual health summit at Newman's Westside Theater. We had the Biggest Loser contest. We had six teams, each team of 10 weigh in. And I think in October 15th, we will weigh out in Gustine. I'm on the Patterson team. We have school districts, cities there, and then private organizations. So, it was a very successful event, and we did health screenings, and we had a lot of people participating. Wanted to bring that up.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. Any other reports? Supervisor Chiesa.
Yep. I just want to remind everyone in Keys, we're having a town hall meeting this Wednesday, 7 to 9 at the Keys Community Center. We'll have the sheriff will be there, code enforcement, public works, and just to inform people as to what the county's doing.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, no other supervisor reports. Legislative, fiscal, and management report. Stan.
Yeah, just two items real quick. First, a week or two ago, Clerk Recorder Lee Lindrigan reported to you the issue with getting paper, the right kind of paper for birth certificates and vital records. We've learned now that the Canadian company that manufactures these is able to sell them in California. So they have a three-month backlog, but at least we're not going to need the legislative fix that we had thought we might need earlier. And then up at the state capitol, the big hot topic right now is over transportation. The Bell bill did pass out of a special session committee in the Senate, but the prognosis of gaining Republican support is not good, so it's not anticipated that that bill is going to go anywhere at this point. So a lot of negotiations going on in an attempt to come up with some transportation fix at the state capitol. That concludes my report.
Very good. And we, Stan and I, were able to throw out the first pitch at the Nuts game. There was a point where the Nuts pitcher was having some trouble once the game started, and I thought they were going to call Stan or I in. But we thought it wouldn't be appropriate. So anyway, that was fun.
That was fun.
We did good. We both did good. So anyway, a lot of county people were there. We appreciate everyone who came. So, okay, so the announcement as far as I have to announce this, that we will, the Board of Supervisors tour the Public Safety Center expansion projects numbers 1 and 3. We're going to head out there, I think, very soon. After we get through the meeting here. So, yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else, then this meeting is adjourned.